This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, along with Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. And Bob, I guess some insight from you on your football team, where you're at after 1 week. You've got Triton today, but you've got you're coming off an opening weekend win last weekend.
Well, we're very excited to get back against Triton right now. We've been waiting one of these games. We've been waiting to see Triton and Coach Sheehan again after the, loss in the first round of the playoffs last year. I thought we played them pretty strong. We had a couple of mistakes that hurt us. But, we have a lot of returning kids from last year. We're going to miss Sean Larizzi from last year and a few others. But, you know, our actual line is intact. Our whole entire line is back this year. Our running back is back this year, and our quarterback is back this year with two of our receivers. So we're looking, as I said earlier, we were looking really, really sharp in the preseason. And even, you know, how we looked last week against Greater Lawrence Tech, you know, the score doesn't reflect on how we played. We made a lot of mistakes. It's our first game jitters, but, you know, this week has been a great week of practice. And we're looking forward to today's game with Triton.
Now, this Coach Sheehan, I was talking to him. They lost a lot from last year's team, but he feels that they're kind of reloading a little bit this year and hope to contend in that KFAN League again this year. What do you know about this year's Triton team?
I'm pretty good friends with Coach Sheehan, and, you know, he actually says he loses a lot every year. But every year it's funny that he keeps coming up with players and players. He'll tell you it's his coaching, but I think they got a lot of good players up there. But Sheehan is a great coach. He's got a great assistant staff. I'm looking forward to today's rematch with Triton.
Coach, we've talked about the offense. You got a lot of those elements back from last year's team. Talk to me about the defense. If you were scouting the Swampscott defense, who would you come away with circling two or three players that are really key players on the defensive side of the football for you guys?
We got a few of them. Our safeties are looking pretty sharp, fast. Our D-backs are looking faster than last year. Our linebackers are looking faster than last year. And our defensive line, they're all returners. The entire defense is almost back other than two players. But, you know, we have a couple of young kids out there, and, Dom caught a spot. He's still, you know, after the first week, still leads the team in tackles. But we got Dylan January as a sophomore at the mic, inside middle linebacker. And we have a couple of young guys inside on the D-line that really surprised us on the offseason with their strength and their speed. So we're looking good.
Bob, I'm going to flip back to the offense. Quarterback Colin Frary back again starting this year. How has he changed from last year to this year?
Well, Colin Frary, first thing we got him to do on the offseason is start smiling. You know, so Colin Frary started smiling now. And, you know, he's not as nervous as he was in the first 2 years that he had with us. Coach Cameron, the offensive coordinator, has been doing a great job, as in Coach Shonio and Coach Serino, coaching the wide receivers and the running backs. And, you know, our offense, we have a full slate of plays in right now, which we wouldn't in any other year. But this is an experienced team. The staff has been with me for 3 years now. And we've, you know, all of them coach with Coach Dombowski also. So we're looking forward to see what we can do against a good Triton defense.
Last question, Coach. The new Blocksuits Field, the turf, what kind of difference does that make for you guys?
Turf, you know, everyone, you know, I don't know. Everyone's worried about what I'm thinking, you know. I don't care. We practiced before on grass, all right? We went and played on turf. Doesn't make a difference where we practice, where we play games. You know, we come to play no matter what. We don't care who our opponent is. We'll take on next week's opponent next week. This week it's Triton. But the thing is, you know, like I said, I just spoke at the senior center, you know, 3 days, last Thursday. And you know what, they asked me about Winthrop, they asked me about this team, and I don't care about that, those teams. I don't care about night games. We care about this week that we're playing right now, and I would rather keep the games at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on this turf, because that's how we grew up, and we get a lot of the seniors out for the 12 o'clock games. Give the night games to all the other fall sports.
Well, Coach, great talking with you. I'm sure it's great feeling for you to be with the team, to be back home for a Saturday afternoon game, and best of luck this season.
Thank you, and giddy up.
Coach Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.